Right, we're recording now. Gordon Wilson, former leader of the SNP. What do you make of the changes that are happening?
Well, it is quite revolutionary. Revolutionary in two ways. First of all, from what happened in the referendum, I never thought we'd get the 45%, and it was a miraculous figure and a splendid platform for the future. So I think that independence itself is now moving into the probable category, and it's just a matter of time. Inside the SNP, of course, we've had this flood of new members. They've still to make their mark because it's just very soon. But I think you'll find that the energy here is quite remarkable, and I think that will be the drive that should take us forward. Having said that, one other point, and that is that we have to manage expectations, because getting independence is not necessarily going to happen tomorrow. We had a chance in the referendum, but the way I see it developing is that within 5 years to 10 years, there'll be another referendum and we'll win.
You're a founder of Options for Change, which is on ice at the moment. Under what circumstances would that be brought out of cold storage?
I think if we find a market for what we're going to do, options scheme was actually not directly involved in the referendum, because it took policy issues and put them into the circumstances where an independent Scottish government of whatever political party was in charge would be able to implement. In other words, we were in the ideas business. Of course, that was on the supposition there would be a yes vote. But of course, there are many ideas that ought to be brought into Scottish society. I think I find it quite suffocatingly conservative at times, and I'm not talking party politically. It's just that we do not react to radical ideas as quickly as we should. Having said all that, I'm not going to waste my time in producing further papers until I'm sure that people will want to study them and do something about it.
Do you think the new look SNP will embrace radical ideas, radical policies?
Oh, political parties, of course, are rarely radical, whatever they may say. No, I think there has to be 11. There's going to be a lot of new people. They will have their ideas, and managing that will be one of Nicola Sturgeon's first priorities. It will not be easy. I have experienced that in the history of the party, where we had a flood of new members and it caused a dislocation. On the other hand, it provided energy, which we needed, and talent, which laid the basis or the foundations for the future. I can see that happening here.
Now, there's been universal praise almost for the new management team, Nicola and Stuart Hosey. What do you make of them?
Well, I think that we needed a change of leadership, and I think Alex Salmond recognised that. He had done something like a quarter of a century almost, with about 4 years in between. And I know from experience of having been a party leader that in each particular thing, once you get to 10 years, you get tired. You run out of ideas, and at the very least, you turn to something else to revive. Now, Nicola is experienced. Experienced as a minister, experienced within the SNP. I have every confidence that she will bring in an entirely new approach, which, as always in politics, you need. Stuart is a seasoned warrior, a member of parliament in Westminster, for Dundee East, I'm glad to say, which is my old stomping ground as a member of parliament. He's also very good at economics, and I think that is the area which the SNP has to develop. One of my criticisms of the referendum campaign is we won the hope argument, but we did not advance the economic propositions as persuasively and as vigorously as we might have been able to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.